Good morning, lovely friends. Welcome to a new episode of Living Eve 4x4. In today's episode, we drove to Fez. Going back to our trip in Morocco, we show you the drive between our last stop, Chefchaouen, and to Fez. Our trip started at the end of April when locals were doing Ramadan. But this was not a problem, because we had the most fantastic experience with local people, with their foods and farm-style business house. We hope you enjoy. I am Isabella and I am from Brazil. This is Fabian. And he is German. We've been overlanding the world with our home sweet home, Frank the Tank, for the past almost 4 years. And together with our son Matteo and our two lovely dogs, Uni from Spain and Basco from Germany, we are living Eve 4x4. Subscribe and welcome to the family. Yesterday we came here in the evening, just in time for dinner with the family of Fabian's friends. And this was amazing. They gave us amazing presents. See the presents here.
This is so sweet.
Look at this. Matheusinho. Isabella, what just happened?
I am preparing Matteo.
What just happened?
We are here in the house
Fez.
In the house of a friend, and they just gave us for a present the traditional shoes, Moroccan shoes, and the clothes. And this is great.
It's amazing.
Fabian behind the camera. There it is, Fabian. Shukran. Shukran. And the shoes?
And the shoes. I have new shoes.
Awesome.
Guys, look. This is leather. Matteo! Isabella, look! Look at him! Matteo! Oi! Was hast du denn da? Hast du da neue Klamotten? Was machst denn du? Wo sind denn deine Schuhe? Die Schuhe sind nicht da.
Matteo!
Oi!
Oh my god,
huh?
You're so sweet. And they are so nice. They are still doing Ramadan, but they told us that, look at this table behind me, that they wanted to serve us breakfast. And this is amazing. They are so lovely. It's unbelievable how nice the people here are. And they have like a farm. I don't know if you guys can hear the birds and everything and how green it is, everything. They have a farm here in outskirts of Fez. It's pretty cool. They have their own, they plant their own vegetables, fruits, and everything else. They have cows for the milk. They have sheep. They have horses, running horses. It's really amazing. I think if I have time, I go up there and I will film that you guys all can see. Whoa, yum, yum, yum. Wow. Bonjour. Oh, wow.
I have to say, I feel a little bad because it's still Ramadan, but we didn't ask for this. This is the thing. Like, we were just parked and we would be fine in our truck, but they said no, they insisted, they prepared this, and look what we come to, what breakfast table. So it's, nobody wants to force anything on you. It's Ramadan, you do whatever you do, and of course, if you want to eat, you eat. So don't be shy and come also to Morocco when it's Ramadan. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, No, you can't because there's nothing happening. No, maybe it's good that in cities you have a little bit more space for yourself. That's true during the day. But at night, the dinners are amazing and everything is great. So you got to be open for new cultures.
Yes,
and
pretty
I'm gonna
cool.
And I'm enjoy my breakfast.
And they drink a lot of orange juice. It's really nice. And here we have their bread. I don't know the name of the bread yet. But we had for dinner too, something similar. They have their own honey. This is here from the farm. I think this is butter that they do also here with their own
cows. I think this is eggs.
Eggs.
I'm not sure.
Let's try. Butter.
No, it's cheese maybe.
It's butter. It's butter, really fresh butter.
Okay.
This is amazing. Then olives.
And of course.
And yeah,
you can't miss
so
the tea.
Nice. Everywhere you can get your mint tea. Nice. Now we will enjoy. Then talk to you guys later.
Uh-oh. Basco is also a culture. There's hoot chicken and cats. And Basco doesn't know how to react. There's a lot of birds. They all attack Basco. Look at this. Just lay down, man. It's all good. Uni is much more relaxed.
By the way, this video is sponsored by Skillshare. Like always, this platform has so much to offer. I found they also have some languages classes. It's pretty cool because, as you can hear, English is not my native language, and I'm trying, for the sake of all of you, to improve that. And Skillshare has really nice content that will help me. Right now, I'm doing a class called English Grammar Pro Beginners to Advanced from 4-Year English. And it's really nice because I'm trying to fix all my grammar mistakes, and this teacher is really good at help with that. You can also learn Spanish, German, Portuguese, French, for example, before you travel to Morocco, to mention a few. The cool about Skillshare is that you can put subtitles, so you can watch your class with them if needed. They are giving to our followers 1 month free trial. The first 1,000 people to use the link in our description will get a 1 month free trial of Skillshare. Oh wow! How nice! Look at that! Eggs! Bio eggs! Ah. Oh, more eggs! Oh, wow! From those? Wow! I don't know the name of those birds, but they also put eggs to eat. And here they also have a bull. They say they need it because, like that, they can get babies. There it is. And they have the closed eyes because they say if they open their eyes, he gets crazy and he wants them to heat and to go out. Oi, food! Lunchtime! Oh! Strong woman! Whoa! Down there they have some snails and they use these snails to take the slime and to use for creams and he said like beauty products and other things. And this is really interesting. It's down there, lots of snails. Down there, you guys can see like a hole. They are doing a little lake to collect water and because they wanted to have some fish. I don't go close because he said it's a little dangerous, but down there is the bees to produce honey. Here he wants to put more chickens to have more eggs, but they needed to close the upper part because they have some kind of birds like eagles that will come and will take the chickens. And then from here, we get to the area where we have the cows. Let's go. There we go. We have the baby cows, mama cow. we have? Oh, you guys are so pretty. Then here another pretty lady that give a lot of milk to the family. Here a little more of the babies. Look at the baby. This is so sweet. And you, look at those pretty babies. Now we keep on going down. And then down here, in this door, is where they have the other horses, the one that they use for running. Hey, look at that. Hey, you guys are so pretty. You guys are so pretty. Hmm? Yeah. Look at all of them. Oh, I would like to make you free, my friend. Yeah. Vamos, vamos. This area here, they have sometimes for friends or for people that come on the gas station and wanted to sit here to eat something, do a pause. This is really nice. And now I will go there to show you guys the gas station that the family owns. And it's just here. Let me show you. We are parked here. We slept here. And this is the gas station. Pretty cool.
This place would not be complete without a day in the largest and oldest Medina in the world. But this we will leave for the next episode. In part 2 of the first videos, you will see a walk around through the Medina and learn with us a little more about Fez history. Thank you for watching this video. If you like it, don't forget to give us a thumbs up or um joinha. And subscribe to our channel if you are not yet. Like that, you will get notified when we post a new video. See you when we see you!